John chapter 14. Have you placed in honor to reading of God's Word. We'll start about verse 4. It said, and whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the lie. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father, and whosoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. We preached a few weeks ago, I guess it was Wednesday before last, on getting what we want. And we said it's how we pray and how we approach the throne of grace. And we approach it not for us and for selfish means, but we approach it to bring glory to God. Amen. And as I looked at this today, I got to thinking on this. And I want to preach for just a thought for just a minute tonight on this thought. Why God answers prayer. Why God answers prayer. And I got to thinking at this when I was reading this Monday, and the Lord was just really dealing. I couldn't get away from John 14 because I don't know about you, but I've been thinking a whole lot about a place that Jesus went to prepare for me. And I'm kind of getting anxious to see it. It seems like it's more of a desire in me anymore to see that place that God has prepared for me. Because I can only imagine something that the splendor and the elegance, praise God, of a place that's been prepared for over 2,000 years. What a place it must be. Amen. But I ain't so much concerned about the place as I am the person. Amen. The one that prepared it for me is my Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm looking forward. I'm excited about seeing Him. Because when I see Him, Brother X, all this will be gone. It'll be vanished away. Amen. Never to be remembered no more. Praise the Lord. All the heartaches and the sorrows and anguish that we have, I praise God, it'll ever be gone. But we look at this here and we see the Lord, and He's talking to the people here, and He says, whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And I thought about this. There's a whole lot of folks in the world that they don't really know the way, and they don't know the way to go. Amen. They have no clue. They have no idea. We wonder why America is such a mess. It's because people don't know the Lord. We're living in a world that's supposed to be a Judeo-Christian society in the United States of America, and two-thirds of people in America don't know the Lord Jesus Christ to feed part of sin. Probably more than that. I just said two-thirds as a good round number to throw out. It's probably more than that. That don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. And he says, whether I go, you know, in a way, you know. And Thomas says, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Amen. They said, Lord, we don't even know. We don't even realize where you're going. How are we going to know how to get there? at least Thomas, he was being straight up. He said, Lord, you know, we can't even really figure out where you're going. So ain't no way we can figure out how to get there. And in Jesus, he said, I am the way. He said, I'm the truth, and said a lie. No man comes Father but by me. So he explains himself here to him. He said, the way that you get there, Thomas, he said, you're going to get there through me. He said, I'm the vessel that'll carry you through, praise God, and that you come through victorious. He said, I'm the way. He said, I'm truth. He said, I'm not telling you a tale. It's not a fairy tale. Praise God, it's not some allegory, but praise God, it's the real thing. And I'm going to see you through, praise God. And I'm going to deliver you a praise, God, that I've prepared for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a hope we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father and suffice us. Now, don't you know this throw Jesus a curve? See, everything Jesus was set on this earth for was to magnify the Father. He said, I come to do the will of the Father. He said, not my will, but thine be done. Amen? He was a perfect example of a total depravity for selfishness. Amen? Never had a bit of selfishness in him. Praise the Lord. It was all about doing the will of the Father that he might receive the glory. Amen? So when we get down here, he says, have I been so long with you? And yet hast thou not known me, Philip? I wonder how long I got to think about it. Brother, how long if we had the precious Word of God, the New Testament of the Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hands as Christians, and we don't even know the Lord? Amen. 2/3 of people don't even know who the Lord is. Well, we know that Jesus was a man who came and he died and, you know, he went to the tomb, God. But there's a whole lot more to our Savior than that. Amen. Our Savior, praise God, is the most precious thing that we've ever had or ever will have. Amen? There's nothing like the precious Jesus. There's nothing like that lowly Lamb of God that came and died for the sins of the world. Amen? Without Him, we'd have no hope. But praise God, because of Him, we have all the hope in this world and the hope that's out of this world. Amen. So while the worlds are crumbling all around us and people are saying, oh my and oh me, and trying to figure out a man that can bring them out of it, glory be to God, the man Christ Jesus is who we need to look to. Amen. He's the only one. He is that great deliverer. Praise the Lord. He said, you haven't known me. He said, you've been around me, Philip. You've seen me. You've seen me walk. You've seen me talk. You need seen me act and react. He said, what more do you need? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, brother, I've not seen him personally face to face, but I've heard all about my Savior, and I believe it. Praise God. Amen. I believe he loves me and he cares for me. I believe he's going to deliver me. Amen. I believe he already has. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're crazy. You're still here. You're not in heaven yet. Yes, no, I may not be physically, but part of me, praise God, is already there. My conversation, amen, is in heaven. That manner of living, glory be to God. It's not, hey, I don't live for the world no more. Amen, I'm living for Jesus. Amen, praise God. So we see what's taking place here. He said, you know what? He said, Tom, if you could just see me, you've seen the Father. Amen. If we could just see Jesus, then we've seen the Father. We just need to see Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He's the only thing that makes a difference. Amen. He's the only way that we can get through. And he goes on here and he says, in verse 10, he says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words I speak in you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the works. He said, I'm getting all my authority, all my power from a higher power, from a higher authority. Amen. In other words, he's saying it's every bit coming from the throne of grace. Where do we get all our help from? From the throne of grace. We get our help from the same place, praise God, that Jesus did. Amen. We just have Him as our intercessor to help us get to it and a little better, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm liking it. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Praise God. He said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now watch this, what he says. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Amen. He said, Bible says we have an advocate with the Father, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, praise God. And when the devil brings around that case, he said, hi, devil, you know that ain't right. Because the Father said, he said, yeah, because all I see is the blood of Jesus, amen, my precious beloved Son, and whom I magnify, lift up, amen, and he said, he's the apple of my eye. And I can't see nothing but that precious blood that was shed on Calvary. Praise the Lord. Devil don't have a place to stand. Amen. He said, because I go to the Father. The Bible tells that Jesus said he would pray the Father on our behalf. So what we see here, he said, when I go to the Father, he goes to the Father on our behalf. Amen. He takes our petitions to a higher court. Amen. He takes it out of the courts of this old world where the devil and humanity would persecute us and put it down, and he takes it before the court of God. I'm talking about appealing to a high court. Amen. Far superior to the Supreme Court of this land. And he takes it to his heavenly Father, and he takes it for his sake. So what we see here is why God answers prayer, praise God, is because he's getting all his information from a higher authority. He's getting the accusations and things that's coming in, praise God, but he's getting that the old fellow, you say, the Paul Harvey version. Amen. He said that those sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus, amen, never to be remembered again. Cast into the sea of forgetfulness if you've been saved. Amen. They're gone. Never to be remembered again. Amen. So what God does is He answers prayer. He does it for His sake. That He might receive, I said that they might receive all the glory. Amen. But He not only answers prayers for His sake, but He also answers prayers for Robert for our sake. Amen. Because He loves us and He cared for us and He's promised to care for us. Amen. That's why He said, Peter said, you can cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Amen. He's interceding with the Father for His glory. Amen. Have you ever thought about how it blesses God's heart when you just bow your head and you realize that you messed up and you say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. You realize how the glory bells in heaven go off? And God says, praise God, that's mine. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe it's an exciting time when an old sinner repents. Amen. We're living in a society today, and everybody said, well, you know, preacher, we're not that bad. And yeah, but the thing is, we're not that good either. Amen. We're not that bad, but we're not that good either. We still foul up. We still mess up. We still need to repent. Ask God to forgive us. Amen. So God answers prayers when He does it for His sake. Amen. He might get all the glory, and He does it for our sake, praise God, because He loves us like He does. So what we see is God is not only, I preached a while back on how God put us up on display. Well, when we're on display, He's putting Himself up there with us. When God hears and answers prayers according to His glory, it puts Him on display. People can see us, people can see our life, and He receives the glory out of it. Amen. When our life, praise God, when we repent, when we ask God to forgive us, when we try to walk right, talk right, act right, and live right, praise God, it brings glory to God. The whole purpose of man is to bring glory to God. If we're here for any other purpose, then we've messed up. Amen? The whole sole purpose of man is to bring glory to God. To magnify our Creator, to lift Him up. To magnify His blessed name for all the good things that He's done. To lift Him up. In John chapter 3 and verse 14, the Bible says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now watch it. Now this is Exodus chapter 4. We see, you remember when they were in the wilderness and they were beginning to be bitten by the fiery serpents? Remember that? They were in there and they lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Now that serpent is a type of the sin that's in the world. The wilderness is a type of the world in which we have to pass through. Amen. But he said when those fiery serpents are there and they're biting and you're out there in the wilderness, this world which we have to pass through. He said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. How do you overcome the serpents? Praise God, by lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. To lift Him up, praise God, above everything, every activity, every distraction, every discouragement. Just lift up Jesus, praise God. He said the Son of Man must be lifted up. If we're going to ever come out of here with a shout, praise God, we're just going to have to start lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank God for my loving Savior that loved me enough to die for me. Bless His holy name. Amen. What a God, what a Savior we have. Amen. What about a man that didn't have, I mean the God of glory, died for our sin, didn't have to, but He chose to, even before the foundation. But He said, what happened here, if we're going to see God, why God answers prayer is because we're lifting up His Son. When we begin to lift up His Son, praise God, He hears the glory bells of heaven ring, and God hears. Amen. But I don't think But David, I don't think you can lift up the name of Jesus and God not hear it. Amen? And when we get to lifting up the name of Jesus, I believe God hears it plain. And I believe heaven rejoices. Amen. He said the Son of Man must be lifted up in order to stop those fiery serpents from biting, to help us get through this wilderness world that we're living in. Jesus said, I must be lifted up. I got to think about this. I wonder why so many times we're discouraged. If you think about it, I was thinking there's Monday in my study, the times that I've been really discouraged is the times when I've been really far and alienated from my Savior. Times in my life when I haven't really been living. You say, well, preacher, you get so bogged down. Yeah, because we'll get bogged down because we're not lifting up our Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said He must be lifted up. Amen. The only way to get around the bites of the serpents, around the wilderness of the world, praise God, is lift up the name of Jesus. Constantly lifting up the name of Jesus, praising Him, praise God, for His magnificence and His glory and His love and His compassion, praise God, He shows forth to us. Amen. He said He must be lifted up. You know what we do when we pray and we lift up the name of Jesus? You know, there's a Heavenly Father sitting on the throne of grace who loves His Son. Is that not a fact? God the Father, He said, in Him I'm well pleased. Now, I don't know about you, when you got children and they're doing right, amen, you're well, when you can say, hey, you know what, I'm well pleased, then that means you're happy with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. It means they're happy. So what we do when we pray to God, what we're doing is we're interacting with God, amen, for His glory. We're magnifying His Son, praise God, in whom He's well pleased. Amen. Boy, if that don't give your heart a bubble up. Praise God. What we're actually, through prayer, we're actually interacting with God. You think about that next time you get to praying, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hey, you think about God the Father sitting there getting excited about that. Amen. Glory be to God. You talk about thunder rolling. Amen. Hey, glory to God. When you get to lift up the name of Jesus and God the Father gets excited, amen. Praise God. There ain't no telling what'll happen in heaven. Ain't no telling what happened. You know what? The world we live in is a mess. And it's getting waxing worse and worse every day. But praise God, could you imagine if... And I told somebody the other day, you know what? When it comes down to it, they may just be a little few, two or three here and two or three there. But praise God, just like Isaiah chapter 6, Lord, He said, Lord, how long? He said, till the earth was without habitation. He said, that's how long? He said, just as long as there's somebody to listen, just keep preaching and lifting up Jesus. Amen. But He got down to the last verse of that chapter, and He said, there was a remnant. Amen. Glory be to God. He said that God just loved on and blessed and cared for, amen, just because He can. Amen. We're coming down to that whole lot. There's a whole lot of people don't want to do with the Lord. Don't want to do with God or godliness. But praise God, I believe there's going to be a little remnant. A little body of believers. There's going to be a few people, maybe a couple of little families here and a couple of families that's going to love the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus in these last days. And God's going to bless us on purpose because of that. Amen. You say, preacher, you sound like you expect that. I expect that. Amen. That's hope. That's faith with expectation. Amen. I've got hope today. Praise God. What my Lord's going to do. Amen. So He said, I can interact with God. Amen. That's when God answers prayer, when we're interacting with God. Amen. God answers prayer. Praise the Lord. We pray and He sees His magnificent power. Amen. He puts it on display. Amen. When old brother David Hall gets up here and he gets beside himself, he got to start to sing. He can't do nothing but cry. Amen. That's God putting him on display. Amen. That's Jesus manifesting His heart, praise God, and realizing that He's real. Amen. That's when God answers prayer. That's when God will move. Praise. That's when God will touch your children. That's when God will touch your love. That's when God will touch your church. Amen. Praise God because He can. Praise the Lord. He manifests His power. He puts us on display. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we see something here. We see these children, these disciples, and the Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible tells us here that they were in distress. He said, let not your heart be troubled. So the Bible tells us, teaches here, that their hearts were troubled. They were distressed. Distress was coming. The Lord had done told His disciples that He was going to be leaving. That He was going to be going out of here. Amen? And it caused them to be in distress. Hey, listen, if I thought the Lord was going to leave me, it caused me to be in distress too. But I tell you something else. If I thought I was going to leave the Lord, it caused me to be in distress too. Amen? What's wrong with most Christians that say they're Christian? Amen? We don't think nothing about the Lord of leaving us because He's promised He won't, but we don't think nothing about leaving Him. Amen? We ought to, hey, if we even think about leaving the Lord, we ought to be in distress. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, here it is again. Believe also in me. You see how this thing's tied together? He said, I must be lifted up. He said, you believe in God the Father, believe in also in me. Amen. Why does God answer prayer? Because we believe in the Lord. We believe the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why God answers prayer. A lot of reasons God ain't answered a whole lot of prayers because we don't really believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Oh me. So these disciples are in distress. The distressful time had come. Amen? See, because Jesus was the source that these disciples had. He was the source of it all. He was that beloved friend that they had. For 3.5 years, He had walked with them. Said closer than a brother, and He was right there. Amen. He was a beloved. He was their friend. They never had a friend like Jesus. They could come to Him and talk to Him, Brother Rex, and He didn't put them down and ridicule them. He just loved them, praise God. Amen. He didn't expect or ask nothing else. He just loved them, glory to God. He was their friend. They had a friend. And do you have a friend in Jesus? Amen. The best friend I got besides my wife, amen, is my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I've got a friend in Jesus, praise God. They were distressed because they were losing their friend. They thought their friend was going away. Amen. He was their source of friendship. Amen. He's also their source of spirituality. Amen. Hey, every time they got down, every time the devil come along and tried to tell them, praise God, he was that source of spirituality. He was the Spirit. Amen. He was God. Amen. He was that faithful encourager. Amen. When the devil was beating them down, when the devil was discouraging, praise God, the Lord was always there to lift them up. Amen. He was that source for spiritual encouragement. He was also I got to think about this. He was also their source for theology. Theos, the study of God, God the study of. Amen. If they needed to know anything about the Heavenly Father, all they had to do was ask Him. Amen. He was their source for theology. He was a teaching, and the scribes and the Pharisees, even the scribes said, he said, we've never seen it on this fashion. Amen. Who is this man? Is this not the man from Nazareth? Was his daddy not a carpenter? Are his brother and sister not here with us now? How does he have all these things? He was the great theologian, the greatest theologian that ever was. Amen. He told us what thus says God Almighty from the throne of grace. Amen. They were in stress. They were going to lose a friend. They were going to lose their spiritual health. They were going to lose the greatest theologian that the world had ever known. Could you imagine why they were in distress? I can't only imagine. I can understand why. Because they was the greatest man that ever lived, praise God. He was going to be gone. He had done told them He's going to be gone. Not only was He their stress for theological stuff, but He was also their economic support. Hey, well, as long as Jesus was around, they never went hungry. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was always there to feed them. And Brother Robert, every time He fed them, when they was always satisfied. Amen. Jesus never fed them and they went away dissatisfied. Amen. Every time they got hungry, Jesus fed them and they were satisfied. Could you imagine how distressed they are? Now, you got to remember old Peter and him, Peter and John and the James, they done quit fishing. Amen. They just took the full-time following Jesus. Amen. So they done give up their jobs, give up everything they had, and they were following Jesus. And He said, well, fellas, I hate to tell you, but I've got to go. And they said, whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean you've got to go? And they said, where are you going? He said, well, I'm going. You know where I'm going. He said, you know the way. He said, we don't even know where you're going. How are we going to know how to get there? You know what they were saying? They said, Jesus, we want to be with you wherever you're at. Wherever you're going, praise God. You show us the way, we're going to follow you. Boy, ain't that the way we ought to be? Amen. Praise God. Hey, if we could realize that He's also our source today for all these things. Without Jesus, we have nothing. You say, well, preachers, we got the Holy Ghost. God, who sent the Holy Ghost? Jesus. He said, I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter, consoler, somebody to take care of this stuff. Because I won't be here. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he was their source for all these things. Praise God. Amen. See, what he had done, he had brought them from a place to a place to take them further. See, he had brought them from their past. Remember when Jesus brought you from your past? Amen. That old life that you used to live. And some of them weren't that bad life. I mean, you know, we was doing our own thing and making our own way and, you know, all that good stuff. But the only bad part was it wasn't the Jesus way. See, I believe if we could ever get in the Jesus way. See, that's what they said about old Paul. He said, Paul, Festus said, Paul said, much learning has made you mad. He said, yes, and I'm in the Jesus way, praise God. He said, I can't help it. Just go ahead and call me crazy. Amen. He said, I'm crazy about Jesus. Amen. But he had brought them from their past, from that they used to be. Amen. Now, that they were out there and they were trying to earn a living, trying to do what they need to do. I mean, just like all everybody else does. They were in that past. Everybody's got a past. A lot of things in our past ain't good things. A lot of things are past that we don't brag on at family reunion thing. We try not to bring them up, and we hope nobody else does either. Amen? So they brought him. So what he did, he took them, he brought them from their past, and he brought them to the present. If I got a hold of this, Lord just touched my heart with this. He brought them to the present. Now when we get to the present, what we do is we get to the presence. Amen? So he brought them out of their past, and he brought them to the present, and he brought them to the presence of the Lord. So they're no longer caught up in their past all by themselves, but they're brought into the present, in the presence of the Holy God. Amen. All that old stuff, praise God, is passed away, cast into free forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. And we're brought into the present and into the presence of the Lord. And we hang in it. Now we're able to hang out in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, that excites me. I think if we could ever get a hold of some of these principles, amen. Brother Kevin, I think it'd change our life completely. I believe it'd change our attitude from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. Praise the Lord. So not only did he bring them into the present, but he pointed them to the future. See, their future and their future now, hey, it was indecisive before. But now, praise God, it's decided. Amen? Because of their relationship, because of the presence of the Lord with them, even though He's going, He's not going nowhere. Amen? Praise God. He's going away, but He's not going away. He's going to be with them forever, praise God. So they come out, so you can see what's taking place here. They come into this panic, they come in this panic mode that they all of a sudden say, you know what? He's leaving. Amen. I got thinking about that. Boy, I'd hate the thought that the Lord would leave me. I'd hate to be one of these people who think you can truly be born again today and lost tomorrow. Because in order to do that, then Jesus has to leave you. The blood has to be disallowed, amen? It has to be insufficient. And if it's insufficient to keep me, then how is it sufficient to save me? Amen? The blood is sufficient to save. Praise God, if it's ever been applied, amen? If the blood's ever been applied to your life, praise God, you become a new creation, new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passing. Behold, all things are become new. There's changes in your life every day, praise God. You get a little closer because of the presence of God, the presence of the Lord in your life. If we ain't getting a little closer every day, then something's wrong. If we ain't desiring something a little closer, a little more presence of the Lord, I want a little more of Him every day. Man, I want to get up, talk to Him more, and I want to get Him, I want to feel His presence. I want to know that He's just drawing up real close to me for today. Hey, listen, I don't know what I'll encounter today. I'm serious. I don't know. I get up in the morning, I pray, oh God, please, my feet hit the floor, and I don't know what I'll face today. I don't know who'll call me and say, oh, preacher, please pray. I've got a great big responsibility. And I want to make sure I've got the presence of the Lord to help me. I can't do it myself. Amen. But praise God, with Him present, amen, it makes all the difference. And I've got to hope that, praise God, He's going to keep me even in the future. Amen. Because He's promised to never leave. He's always going to be there with us to help us and to nurture us, to show us, to teach us, to instruct us, to guide us, and to lead us, amen, in the path of righteousness in the right way. Praise the Lord. So these guys was tore up. Panic mode is threatened in. Said, what are we going to do now? Amen. But He tells them here, now watch this, this is it, and I'm done, I'll quit. In verse 13, He makes them a promise. And I like this, because the promise to them is a promise to me and you also. So if you don't get nothing else tonight, I want you to take this promise home with you. Okay? I want you to take it, now listen to me, if you need anything, amen? If you need anything, Jesus has made you a promise. In verse 13, He says, He said, whatsoever you shall ask in My name. Amen. Now I want to say something. In Matthew 28, 18, the Bible tells Jesus said, I have all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. Ain't that what He said? Do you believe that? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that all my heart. He says, I have all power in heaven and on earth. In other words, He said, I've got it all. All power. All the power. It ain't in the president's hands. It ain't in the Congress hands. It ain't in the world leader's hands. He said, the Lord said, I have all the power. Amen. So number one tonight, we got to believe that Jesus has all the power. Amen. He is the manifestation of power. I mean, He had power to lay down His life and take it back up. We don't have that. Amen. He laid down His for us, so we don't have to. Amen. Glory be to God. Bless His holy name. But He says this. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in My name. Now watch this right here. He said, you shall ask in My name. In other words, He said, you have to ask believing. He said, your trust has to be in Me. He said, you have to ask believing on Me. He said, you have to ask believing Me, believing that I have all the power, amen, on heaven and earth, amen, to move mountains, to whatever you need, praise God. He said, I have the power to do it. Amen. Ain't that exciting? Now, this is a promise He's given to us, and He's going to go away. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father, now watch this, may be glorified in the Son. Amen. And Jesus said, you know why I'm going to do it? Amen. He said, I'm going to do it so that My Heavenly Father can get all the glory. Amen. He said, all the power I have is from the Father, and the Father's in Me, and I'm in Him, praise God, and it's all for His glory. Amen. So when we get to pray, we get to ask and praise God, we ask in Jesus' name because we believe. Because we lift Him up. Because I must be lifted up, magnified, glorified, put on a high place. Amen. And when we put Him on high place, praise God, He puts us up there with Him. Amen. He begins to bless us and He begins to help us. He said, ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. And now watch this. He said, if you shall ask anything in My name. Now, do you see how He repeated that? Now, He said, if you ask anything in My name. What He's saying, He said, if you ask anything, Brother Rex, believing. Amen. If you ask anything, Brother Jeff, believing on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you ask anything in My name, if you ask anything, believing. See, the whole essence of our faith is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. See, I think that's why our faith is weak, because we don't believe on the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you for a fact, The Bible said that He died and rose again the third day according to Scripture because God said so. Amen. Praise the Lord. He got up. Amen. And He ascended up on high. He said, if you shall ask anything in My name, because you believe in Me, because you put your trust, your faith in Me. Amen. Wonder how many times we pray, but we don't even think about the Lord when we pray. We don't think about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about Him. Amen. All about, if we got to ask in His name, I know we say at the end of the prayer, in Jesus' name. But I wonder how many times we actually even think about Him when we pray. Amen. If we get to, you know what? Lord, in He said, Your power in heaven and earth, and Lord, I'm asking according to Your will because of Your power, because You have the strength, because You have the wisdom, because You have the know-how that You can. Amen. That it might bring glory to the Father. He said, if ye shall ask anything in My name, I will do it. Who's going to do it? If you ask anything, he said, I will do it. Who's going to do it? The one that's got all the power. Amen. The one that's going to do it is the one that we've got our faith and our trust in, the one that we believe in with all our heart and our mind and our soul and our strength. So we pour it all out to Him, amen, and say, Lord, You're the one that I believe in, amen, and I believe and I'm asking, I pray that You might receive all the glory, amen, out of everything I ask. Praise the Lord. Can you see how James said, you know, a lot of times we pray amiss, to consume it upon our own lust, and we don't receive what we ask because we pray amiss. But he said, when we pray because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's why God answers prayer, because we're asking in the name of His dear Son. Praise God. And then God hears, amen, and then He sends out that we need. He gives it out, pice out in a liberal fashion, and we just sit back and take it in and just enjoy it, praise God, because God has given. Amen. Why God answers prayers is because we believe on the precious Son of God. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ.